In Barbados, the emphasis is currently on rolling out the new garbage trucks to pick up the Christmas garbage. But the discussion doesn't make contact with a much bigger issue that this country must confront. That is how to get rid of its waste, and it's particularly relevant at this time of the year, Christmas, when so much wrapping paper and plastic used for packaging ends up in the waste. Here's an example of how it is being dealt with elsewhere, as in the United Kingdom.
Another delivery of Christmas cards. It's great to receive so many warm wishes at this time of year, but I do wonder how many of these cards can be recycled. And as I go into my lounge, I can see lots of cardboard boxes piled up. They're from gifts that I've ordered for people this Christmas. It's just over a week to go before Christmas Day, but already the recycling is mounting up. And amongst the Christmas post, I've received this reminder from our local refuse collection service. It says here in the UK we use approximately 5 billion cardboard boxes every year. That's around 83 boxes per person. But if we recycle 1 tonne of cardboard, it will save 17 trees. I am determined to recycle as much as I can, but what are the manufacturers doing to minimise the amount we're sent and make it easier for us to recycle the card, cardboard and other packaging?
At the moment, because it's fairly new, I've been sketching places that I'm fond of.
I went to meet illustrator Susie Furse, who manufactures Christmas cards and creates prints from her artwork. It's a very busy time of year for her, but she's taken time to minimise the environmental footprint of her company. So, Susie, we're here at your kitchen table where you come up with all of your designs before you send them off to the printers. And surrounding us are these beautiful images of nearby towns and villages with winter wonderland scenes. We've also got quite a lot of packaging and also the cellophane that you use. Have you worked hard to make sure your footprint is minimised?
Yeah, I feel very conscious, actually, of anything that I produce. It's got to be sustainable, otherwise your business isn't sustainable. I've tried to become plastic-free as soon as possible, so I've removed the plastic out of my packaging. I've now got corn and potato starch cello bags, and I think my customers, certainly, I can see shops are expecting it. So I think people are changing. I think buyers are changing. But there's still a long way to go.
Illustrator Susie Furse there. So why don't more consumers actively choose to buy products that can be easily recycled or made from more sustainable materials? Dr. Jo Gladstone, Assistant Professor at the Consumer Behaviour Unit at University College London, says most people need a big nudge to change their habits.
We call this in psychology the intention-action gap. The people say that they care about certain issues like environmentally friendly topics, but then their behaviour doesn't really reflect that. And there's a couple of particular reasons why that is. One is just simply about attention. What are people thinking about every day? Mm. They're probably thinking about the stresses of work. What am I going to put on the dinner table tonight? They're not thinking about big macro issues. And so because it's not top of mind, people aren't thinking about how to reduce their consumption. It's not all bad news. We have done things that have dramatically changed people's environmental behaviours. The first year that we introduced the plastic bag tax, 6 billion fewer plastic bags were used. So if there's the political will and there's the energy behind it, we can really make a difference. But if we just expect behaviour to change because of people's attitudes, that doesn't seem to be a recipe for success.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know that Sagicor Travel Insurance allows you to receive emergency medical treatment if you become ill while overseas? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks worldwide. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.